Week 2, Friday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the righteous Lord. Mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time began, light of light, to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Psalm 37. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me. Through your anger all my body is sick. Through my sin there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. O Lord, you know all my longing. Psalm 37 continued. My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees, I go mourning all the day long. All my frame burns with fever, all my body is sick, spent and utterly crushed, I cry aloud in anguish of heart. O Lord, you know all my longing, my groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength is spent, the very light has gone from my eyes. My friends avoid me like a leper, those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, you know all my longing. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. Psalm 37 concluded. But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defence. I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph if my foot should slip. For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay. My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right. O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Saviour. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. My eyes yearn for your saving help. I await the promise of your justice. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10. Moses spoke to the people. He said, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? Only this, to fear the Lord your God, to follow all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, to keep the commandments and laws of the Lord that for your good I lay down for you today. To the Lord your God belong indeed heaven and the heaven of heavens, the earth and all it contains. Yet it was on your fathers that the Lord set his heart for love of them, and after them, of all the nations, chose their descendants, you yourselves, up to the present day. Circumcise your hearts then, and be obstinate no longer, for the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, triumphant and terrible, never partial, never to be bribed. It is he who sees justice done for the orphan and the widow, who loves the stranger and gives him food and clothing. Love the stranger then, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. It is the Lord your God you must fear and serve. You must cling to him. In his name take your oaths. He it is you must praise. He is your God. For you he has done these great and terrible things you have seen with your own eyes. And though your fathers numbered only 70 when they went down to Egypt, the Lord your God has made you as many as the stars of heaven. You must love the Lord your God and always keep his injunctions, his laws, his customs, his commandments. Mark this day how it was you received the instruction, not your sons. They have not known or seen the lessons of the Lord your God, his greatness, the might of his hand, the strength of his arm, the signs and the deeds he performed in Egypt against Pharaoh and all his land. What he did to the armies of Egypt, to the horses and their chariots, how he poured the waters of the Sea of Reeds over them as they pursued you, leaving no trace of them to this day. What he did for you in the wilderness before you reached this place, what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab the Reubenite, how, right in the midst of all Israel, the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them with their households, their tents, and all their retinue. It is your eyes that have seen all this great work that the Lord has done. You must keep all the commandments I enjoin on you today, so that you may have the strength to conquer the land into which you are to cross to make your own, and to live long in the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers and their descendants, a land where milk and honey flow. See, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord our God that I enjoin on you today, a curse if you disobey the commandments of the Lord your God and leave the way I marked out for you today by going after other gods you have not known." A responsory from 1 John. We are to love God because he loved us first. This is what loving God is, keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not difficult. When anyone obeys what God has said, God's love comes to perfection in him, and his commandments are not difficult. A reading from the treatise by Diadochus of Photike on perfection. He who holds himself dear cannot love God. But he who, for the sake of the immeasurable riches of divine love, does not hold himself dear, he it is who loves God. That is why such a one never seeks his own glory, but rather the glory of God. For he who holds himself dear seeks his own glory. He who holds God dear loves the glory of his Creator. It is the mark of the soul that is sensitive to the love of God ever to seek the glory of God in its fulfilment of every commandment, and to delight in its own abasement, since to God, on account of his greatness, belongs glory, and to man belongs abasement, whereby we become members of the household of God. If we do that, we too will rejoice, like St. John the Baptist, in the glory of the Lord, and begin to say unceasingly, "He must increase, but I must decrease." I know someone who so loves God, although he feels compunction about not loving him as he wants to, that his soul is constantly in the grip of a fervent desire to see God glorified in him, and to see himself as if he were not. This person does not recognize that he is, even when he is praised with words, since in his great desire for abasement he does not think of his own dignity. He celebrates the liturgy as the law prescribes for priests, but he is also so intent on the love of God that he loses all awareness of his own dignity in the depths of his love for God. He buries any glory that would come to him in a spirit of humility, so that at all times, in his own eyes and estimation, he seems to be only a useless servant, estranged, as it were, from his own dignity for his desire for abasement. This we too should do, so that we flee from all honour and glory, because of the immeasurable riches of the love of the Lord who has so loved us. He who has a heartfelt love for God is known by him. For a person grows in the love of God in the measure in which he takes that love into his inmost soul. Which is why, afterwards, such a one passionately longs for the illumination of knowledge to the point of feeling in his very bones no longer aware of himself, but wholly transformed by the love of God. Such a one is in this life without being in it. He still lives in his own body, but unceasingly goes out to God through love by the very momentum of his soul. Henceforward, his heart burning with the fire of love, he adheres to God with a sort of irresistible desire, as if quite torn away from the love of self by the love of God. "For if we are beside ourselves," says the Apostle, "it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you." Responsory based on John 3. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. This is what love is, not our love for God, but God's love for us, shown when he sent his Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. Let us pray. Almighty God, ruler of all things in heaven and on earth, listen favourably to the prayer of your people and grant us your peace in our day. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.